And when gas is around $4 a gallon, more people take public transportation. Last year, some 10.5 billion trips were taken in this country on mass transit. That's the second highest number since 1957, according to the American Public Transportation Association. It tracks how many people ride buses, trains, subways, and ferries. The association released its annual ridership report today. NPR's Brian Naylor has more.
Last year saw the highest ridership level for mass transit since the economic collapse of 2008. Michael Malanafy, president of the American Public Transportation Association, says ridership was up 1.5% from the previous year's level for a couple of reasons.
One is certainly the high and volatile gas prices, and the other, as jobs are coming back, people are taking public transportation to get to those jobs. And I think an important factor here is that cities that had good public transportation have recovered more quickly because they can get their citizens back to work.
Cities such as Dallas, Seattle, and Grand Rapids, Michigan posted double-digit ridership gains as local economies added jobs. The increase in ridership levels last year occurred despite Hurricane Sandy, which Malanafy says led some major transit systems on the eastern seaboard to shut down entirely for several days.
And there were 74 million trips that were lost as a result of Hurricane Sandy. Yet we still hit a record ridership number.
And Malanafy says the federal budget sequester is for the most part not expected to have an impact on local transit operations. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.